Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
The wake-up call.
Wake up.
It's the wake-up call.
106.5 The End.
I turned 50 this year. I'm older, but I'm not old. I'm like at a weird age. Like I'm still young enough that I know how to update all the contacts on my cell phone. But I'm old enough that most of them are doctors and pharmacies.
It's the wake up call. I'm back. I had to take the last couple days off. Turns out I had strep throat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was wild because like I didn't feel sick like hardly at all. I had like a little, but it was very localized little pain in my throat, and I had it for like over a week. And I didn't know what it was. And I'm Googling stuff. And I'm like, I even told Katie,
you diagnosed yourself with something that was going to require you to stay out of work.
I was like,
for a long time.
I think it might be like a nodule, like a thyroid nodule or a vocal nodule, because it was like where it was located and like what it felt like matched up perfectly with like the description of it. And I was like, oh man, that's not good. So then I went to an ENT and they're poking around and feeling my throat. And
you were able to get an appointment with an ENT that fast?
Maybe they weren't an ENT. It was, I messaged my doctor.
Yeah.
And then I told them what the problem was.
Okay.
And then they made it seem like it was an emergency. So they were like, either come in to this appointment on this day at this time, or go to the urgent care right as soon as tomorrow. Because they messaged me like in the evening. And well, so, of course, that spun me out. So I like assumed it was an ENT. Maybe it wasn't. It wasn't my doctor, though.
It seems like for an ENT, you're going to need a referral.
Okay, then it probably wasn't. Okay. But it wasn't my doctor. So I guess it was whatever physician they could get me into. And so she's feeling around and poking my throat and stuff like that. And then she's like, are you sick? And I'm like, no. She's like, well, we're going to swab your throat anyway. And we're going to test you for COVID and flu and strep. I was like, okay. She's like, yeah, I don't mean, if you're not sick, I don't think it's that. But she's like poking around, trying to figure it out. And then finally, the test comes back. And she walked into the room and she was like, you're not going to believe this. You have strep throat. And I was like, you get right out, basically.
Do you think it's because you don't have tonsils anymore that it didn't hurt?
I asked that. And she said it might have lessened it a little bit, okay. but not really, though. But it was weird, though. I mean, I don't think I've had strep throat in a very long time. So I don't know. I don't really remember it, though.
I had it like a year ago. And man, it was as bad as I remember.
I think I remember when you had it. And you had trouble getting over it for a little bit, too?
No.
It didn't last for...
No, that was when I had pneumonia.
Oh.
That I was out for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, it was me and one other gal that worked here, Kim, who we love. She and I, the only ones to get strep throat. Couldn't explain it.
Huh.
Don't know why. The fact that you could so... easily contact your doctor and just be seen.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Do you message your doctor?
Yeah.
We both go to Sutter.
Yeah. I message her.
And she
if
just...
I message her and I just need like a prescription refill or something, Johnny on the spot. Like I needed a more powerful inhaler.
Yeah.
Because I've been running and my exercise-induced asthma, because I am an athlete, was like really kicking up. I was like, I need something a little bit stronger. She's like, okay, and prescribe me that. To see her is like, I'll see you in 2 months.
Really? Like,
when it comes to availability.
My doctor isn't even in the office that much anymore, but he... I mean, listen, I have always had the impression that he loves me. Like, when we go in there, it's like two old friends catching up.
Yeah, what if he's like that with everybody?
Maybe he is. What if he is? He might be. I don't know. But, like, there was a period of time during COVID where I was, like, really feeling the blues. And, like, I got, and he was like, okay, well, let's try you on an antidepressant. I was like, okay, sweet. And antidepressants are real touch and go. So like you either get that cocktail right or there's a lot of trial and error. And I was definitely more on the trial and error side. And I was like losing my marbles on it. And I didn't see that, but everybody else did. Like Katie did and my wife did, that I was just losing it. So I don't know if my wife messaged him, because we have the same doctor.
I do think she did. I think it was your wife.
And he contacted me that
evening.
Night.
Yeah, I remember
at
that.
At night. I think I was at your house or something like that.
I think
or maybe
you were.
No, either like, I was at your house or you were at mine. Something
no,
like that.
No, you were at my house and you went out front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the fact that he even...
Because we were in each other's bubble, by the way.
He was concerned that much that he called me. Like it was... He likes me a lot, but
or he's gonna just drop.
But here's the other thing.
Okay,
I think when you message your doctor, you got to put in some trigger words.
Like what?
Difficulty breathing.
Oh my!
if you do that, they're gonna say go to the ER. They're not gonna help you.
Chest pain.
No.
Numbness.
No, I keep it light and fresh so that they don't go this bitch.
I don't know. I think,
okay, let me tell you.
I think maybe that's your problem.
What, that I'm too nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're too easy breezy.
I started getting a lot less nice when I was going through my sleep problems.
Yeah.
It didn't make a difference.
Really?
Okay, if I want to see my primary care physician, I am looking at my patient portal right now. I can get in at 11:30 on December 11th. That is the next available appointment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I kind of pulled my calf and I said to my boyfriend the other day, like, should I just make an appointment now? And then if it feels better, I'll just cancel it.
I think it's a great idea.
Because otherwise, if I wait and wait and wait, I'm not going to see anybody until like February.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
Take this appointment.
Right. Just take that appointment.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Today it's the calf. Tomorrow it's the inhaler. The next day, I don't know, maybe I gave you strep throat or something like that.
Well, just have urgent care.
Just have an appointment on retainer just in case. And as you get closer and closer, if nothing's wrong, then you cancel it.
Yeah.
Make somebody's day who's spinning the wheel of standby, make them feel seen that day.
Okay,
you know?
I'm doing it right now.
Love it. I love it. Now, Kevin, on the other hand, is a Kaiser boy.
Yes.
And how's Kaiser working out?
They reply to my emails here and there, but making an appointment is tough.
Man, it is. Interesting.
Yeah. My parents don't really like Kaiser. They do and they don't.
It's a hit or miss with Kaiser.
Yeah.
Sometimes you email them. Sometimes they reply back right away. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks and the problem's already solved itself.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know. Katie says no, but I say trigger words.
I feel
sometimes
like,
if it has nothing to do with anything, you know, just put a subject, numbness.
I used to have a doctor that I absolutely loved. I had him for years and years and years. And he was right by my house. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, stone's throw.
Yeah.
And we had this real interesting back and forth where there would be times where he would tell me I was being dramatic and I would have to say to him, I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Really?
But we loved each other. But when I broke my ankle,
yeah,
and this was during COVID, and I can't remember. I guess I needed to follow up with him to like get a referral to the bone doctor.
Okay.
And nobody was taking me seriously. So I hobbled in on crutches. I could barely get myself in there because I wasn't very good on the crutches. And he was just like, I am so sorry. I am so, so sorry. And then after that, he never didn't take me seriously again.
Well, see, okay, so now I think we know our approach. Your new doctor.
Break my bones.
You don't have to break your bones, but go in with some kind of dramatic, over-the-top performance. Just have several blankets draped over you.
I walked in there, and like as I'm like hobbling myself in there, and when I say I broke my leg, please understand.
It was broken.
It was really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I like didn't give myself enough clearance for the door, and I like did my crutch. It hit the door. My shoulder hit the door. I was like, ow!
Katie, people are looking, and Katie goes, ow! knock a trash can over. So now go see your new doctor. Many blankets. Soon as the sliding door opens, just be like, oh my God, what's wrong? And be like, I need to see doctor such and such. Do you need to go to the emergency room? Get away from me.
If I did that, I can only assume she would respond to me the same way she did when I needed my sleep apnea machine and go, I don't know what you want me to do.
Wow, what a doctor.
Yeah.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So fall is my favorite season, I think, of the year, although I am a summer girl. But you love fall too? Or do you like winter more?
Oh, probably winter more, but I mean, fall's a close second.
You're a fall girly. And a survey was recently done with 5,000 adults about what their favorite season was. Fall came in number one. And then it talks about what our favorite things about fall are. Now, I'm going to run over this list. As you hear me run over this list, text in 916-909-1065 your thoughts on this. Because there's something that has to be said. First of all, the number one thing that people love about fall, it is switching to a cozy wardrobe.
Oh, yes.
Number two, snuggling under blankets.
Okay.
Number three, walking on crunchy leaves.
Oh, yes.
And that's followed by ritualistic food consumption, like pumpkin spice things.
Okay.
Then reading a book curled up by a fire, enjoying cool walks with hot drinks.
I love all this.
I do too. And I'm here to tell you, I'm pissed because we can't do hardly any of that in the fall in Sacramento.
That's not true.
It is true.
I mean, we can walk on crunchy leaves.
When?
What do you mean when?
Not till like Thanksgiving.
What?
Leaves don't fall out here in the fall.
They're already starting to change color.
Barely. Hardly at all. Hardly at all.
That is not true.
Trees are changing color right now?
On my drive home, there's a row of trees on Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
And when I get off the freeway, every fall, I go, oh, it's happening because they are turning. And so I get to.
Yeah, but not this time of year.
Yes, this time of year. It's happening right now.
Those trees must be dying because that's not.
Text in
right now. Are the leaves changing color right now everywhere? No. This is a Thanksgiving thing out here. Now, don't get me wrong. In the rest of the country, in the Northeast, leaves start changing by mid-September. October is foliage season, where you go to like New England and you drive through the mountains because the colors are incredible. And then by November 1st, practically all the leaves are gone.
Okay.
That doesn't happen out here if it even really happens.
Here's where you effed up. Okay, I'm going to send you pictures of trees around my house and in my neighborhood until there is not a leaf to be found on any of them.
I hope you do.
I will.
I hope your day is filled with nothing but taking pictures of leaves like you're 90.
I am going
to here's a good
spam
one.
You with pictures of trees to death.
Text mess. Well, we're getting some people saying that the leaves, some people are saying the park was full of leaves. The park is always full of leaves. I don't think we can count parks, but I'm driving and looking around everywhere. All the trees are pure green. How is the changing of leaves colors not at the top? Yes, they are changing. What trees? Yes, it seems later, but yes, the leaves are changing. Leaves are still green.
These texts are making me mad. You know what I'm going to ask? I'm going to ask my mom. I'll text her right now.
Gavin is right. Sorry, Katie. The trees at Sac State are turning already.
Oh,
currently
wow.
Leaves and all. Driving to Placerville, Gavin, absolutely changing color. Barely changing color. And we're well into fall.
It's only been fall for like a week.
No, come on.
We will fight about the dumbest things in the world.
Well, what about the rest of the stuff on this list of things that we love about fall? You know, you get a bunch of dumbasses that can't wait to go to Apple Hill, and they all show up. I'm one of them in a puffy vest, wearing a knit cap.
Yeah.
Or you get your leggings
tall
on,
boots.
Right, with your flannel, and it's 95 effing degrees
you're
out.
So sweaty the whole time.
Just standing at Bishop's Pumpkin Farm, just sweating your makeup off.
So hot.
Like, what are we doing? Yeah, everybody, get in the pumpkin patch. Let's get a family picture. Try not to look like you're melting.
Listen.
Bro, Gavin, you're so right. I see only green trees. That's right. Bro, Gavin is right. We will fight about the dumbest things on this show, and we will until we're dead. Until we fall from trees.
Somebody texted, I just picked up a yellow leaf on my walk the other day.
Really? Take a picture of it and send it to me. Be like Katie.
Oh my God. I want people to start DMing you pictures of trees. Guys, make it obnoxious. Do it. Take from different angles, same tree. Don't care. Blow up his inbox.
Oh my God.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It is War of the Roses time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Marissa this morning. Good morning, Marissa.
Hey, good morning.
So this is probably one of the strangest War of the Roses we've ever done, and we've done a lot of strange ones. Tell us why you think your boyfriend is cheating.
Okay. Basically, a couple of weeks ago, we had sort of this like office party at my work and just had a little too much to drink. And I had this sort of like drunken makeout session with one of my coworkers. Not proud of it. You know, it was just stupid, whatever. So a couple of days after that, I was texting with another friend from work just about it, you know, because I guess a couple people saw it. And turns out that my boyfriend, he saw the text messages between me and my friend. So basically he found out that I had made out with someone at work and I told him I was drunk. I explained myself and...
Okay, you cheated on your boyfriend and there's the story of you cheating on your boyfriend. So why do you think he's... Right. Why are you here? He is cheating on you?
Because he didn't care when he found out. Like, he wasn't mad or anything, really. Like, I guess he was like, huh, what? You did what? But then, like, never brought it up again, didn't get pissed. Like, if it were me and I found out that, like, you know, he had hooked up with someone at work, like, made out with someone, I would have been furious, and, like, he really couldn't have cared less.
To have no emotion about it does seem strange. I don't know that it means cheating strange.
Okay, so it's War of the Roses. We're going to find out if your boyfriend is cheating on you. We're going to put you on hold and let's call Cameron.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Cameron, please?
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Jenny with... And we are...
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, well, did he just hung up?
Well, okay, Kevin? Yep.
Hello?
Hi, Cameron, before you hang up, just wanted to know that last phone call you got was Katie from the Wake Up Call. I'm Gavin from the Wake Up Call. And you're on 106.5 The End right now for a segment we do called War of the Roses. Listening in this whole time, we're actually going to bring her back in here. It's your girlfriend, Marissa. Marissa, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So she wanted to see if you were given roses, who would you send them to, her or another girl? Because she is suspecting you of cheating.
What?
Right? Hold on. And Marissa, tell them why you suspect that.
Because when you found out about like that work party thing that happened, you weren't even mad. And it's just weird.
She thinks that you're cheating because you didn't get mad when she cheated.
You're talking about Charles at work. That's what this is all about. But
your lack of response to it, I guess.
Okay. Well, I was very mad. I am mad about that. But now you're accusing me of cheating? This doesn't make any sense.
You're right. It doesn't make sense. But we'll just ask, are you cheating on her?
No, I'm not cheating on you.
Okay, so we got that out of the way. Let me ask you this. Are you happy in this relationship and did you care that she had what sounds like a drunken makeout?
Of course, I'm 100% committed to this relationship. Marissa, you know I love you, and this was very upsetting. I have thought about this a lot, actually, since this happened, and I'm dealing with that. I know that you love to party, and I know that you can be flirtatious, and this has been a pushed boundary, and we talked about it, and I thought we were done with that. If this is not happening again, yeah, I'm pissed. I'm more pissed now that we're having to go back through it like this.
You sound like you're getting more and more mad as we're talking about this.
Yeah, I thought we had put this to rest, and now you're going to come and accuse me of cheating because of my reaction? Marissa.
Well, I mean, hon, like, I've just never seen you so chill, and I don't know, I feel like I felt more guilty than you were upset.
Wouldn't that be the best case scenario, though?
Yeah, it just seemed too good to be true, honestly. I don't know. It's been taking up a lot of space in my mind.
All right, Marissa, you got to really work this out, I think. I think there's a lot going on, but what do I know? So, Cameron, I apologize that we did this. where's your head at right now, Cameron? Like, how are you going to go forward? What are you guys going to talk about when you see each other today?
Well, I mean, I don't know how this is going to go forward. We're clearly going to talk about it. I mean, we can, we've gone through worse than this. We can find a solution. I'm just surprised that how it had to come to this.
Yeah, I think we're all surprised.
Marissa, I'm going to say, I feel like you're pretty lucky to have a guy like this. But nonetheless, it's War of the Roses.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, there are personality types. You know this by now. There's extroverts and there's introverts. And some of us are extroverts. Some of us are introverts. But there might be a third option that was just defined. And Kevin has the details. What are the details of this?
Yeah, so a psychiatrist named Rami Kaminsky said that there is another type of personality that's not extrovert and introvert. It's called otrovert, and it's described as socially capable but emotionally detached from group identity. So you're practically not an introvert or an extrovert, but you don't, like, you don't retreat into themselves, but you're not always, like, out there and being like an extrovert.
I love this. I love this. I think that's me.
Oh my God.
I think it's both of us.
You think it's you?
You think it's you?
Yeah.
You think you're not an extrovert?
No. Sometimes I like to be by myself.
Everybody likes to be by themselves sometimes. Being an extrovert doesn't mean that you only want to be with other people all the time. It means that you are very comfortable with other people and you like engaging and being engaged with. That's absolutely you.
It means that you get energy from social interactions, which you totally do.
Huh.
You do, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
But what? See, the sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. And that's me too.
See, and you get me.
And the older I get, the more I think that I am getting exhausted by social interactions. And it's the opposite effect where I used to like going sometimes to a bar or a party or something like that. Now I hate it and I dread it and I don't even want to go. And like,
is that because you don't really have very many friends?
No, I don't think that's it at all. I don't think that's it even a little bit. I think that it's because there's a lot of, that doesn't mean that I don't get invited to stuff. There's lots of stuff I get invited to and I don't want to go like a lot of times because it's going to be exhausting to me, but I'm not fully an introvert. I can still turn it on if I want to. And I can still socially interact with a bunch of strangers and stuff like that. What is the definition of this introvert again?
It is socially capable, but emotionally detached from group identity.
That's me!
So I have said before, I feel like there's this new wave of trying to convince people that like, oh, I'm an introvert, and everybody wants to be an introvert now. I looked up what is an extrovert, and it is marked by being outgoing, sociable, and assertive. You guys are both of those things. I know you're not all the time. Nobody is anything all the time. But I do think that you guys get your batteries charged by being around other people.
But it's becoming less and less the older
I
get.
Well, that's probably because you have kids and we get up so early and you're tired.
So, okay, then what are the details of an introvert now?
Well, I'd have to look that up.
I have focused on internal thoughts and feelings rather than external things and social interactions. I mean, that's kind of like if the three of us are at a social situation, who's the quietest? It's me.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Me. It is me.
Yeah, it is.
It depends. It depends. He's just talking about work. He's not talking about, remember when Pat Martin had a retirement party?
Yes.
Who flittered around and was excited to see former coworkers that we hadn't seen for so long? It was Gavin.
Interesting.
Okay, so in that situation, yeah.
And at like movie screenings, you talk to everyone?
No, I don't really anymore.
Huh.
I don't.
Well, he just gets it and gets out.
If somebody talks to me at something like that, then I'll obviously talk back to them.
When you're at the theater volunteering, you are. What did you tell me the other day? Volunteer at the snack bar. It's so fun.
It is fun. That's not the same thing.
That is the absolutely the same thing. Yes,
no.
It is. It is socializing. It is being engaging. It's enjoying that activity.
Here are the four types of introverts, or the four, some qualities, I guess. That is that how you defined the extrovert thing? There were like qualities of an extrovert?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Okay, so the somebody who's a thinker, somebody who's anxious, and somebody who closes in on themselves with their own thoughts. That's me. That's actually Kevin sometimes too. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Kevin, you and I are introverts.
You're right.
We are this new thing, which somebody texted in, a couple people actually said that there was something called an amnivert, which
that's
has been
where
around
it's
for
both of yeah.
Well, then really, what's the difference?
Right.
Okay, so they're
it's
the same thing.
Name. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We just listen, we just saved a lot of money in therapy,
yes,
I think.
We did.
I think we really
we
saved a lot
out
of money.
I'll tell you what, one of the qualities of an introvert is self-aware.
We're self-aware that we're introverts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say you guys are two of the least self-aware people I've ever
you're
met.
You're just no. mad you're not us.
I have never been mad that I'm not you. I can tell you that much.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
The war for trivia is right here, and we call the game Are You Smarter Than Katie? This is life or death, ladies and gentlemen. $360 on the line, and we're playing with Michelle from Sassoon. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. $360 is the prize, but you know what? Win or lose, doesn't matter, because you got yourself a four-pack of Fast Pass tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park, okay?
Right on.
Yeah, right on indeed. Get yourself scared for Halloween. Katie's leaving the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, here we go. Question one. President Trump really wanted the Nobel Peace Prize, and he woke up this morning to find out he didn't get it. He claims he deserved it for ending seven wars, but it was instead awarded to a Venezuelan woman who's dedicated her life to fighting for democracy. What country does not touch Venezuela? Brazil, Colombia, or Ecuador? 3 seconds.
Colombia does.
Three, two,
Ecuador?
One. All righty. Question two. Robert Irwin, the son of late animal expert Steve Irwin, has been winning hearts on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm, he sure has.
Namely, Kevin's. He's been so good and sexy that Chippendales offered him a job, but he has turned it down. Sorry, Kevin.
It's okay.
What is Robert Irwin's sister's name?
Bindi.
Question three. Disney said they weren't making any more live-action remakes after Snow White tanked, but then Lilo and Stitch made $1 billion, so they're back on the table. And they're going to be making Tangled next.
Ooh.
Scarlett Johansson has allegedly been cast as the villain. Who is the villain?
Oh, go Tangled.
3 seconds. Three, two, one.
Mother Gothel?
All right. Michelle, are we Googling?
No, I have my Disney tapes next to me, and I was looking at the cases.
Oh, okay. Question four. Remember the feud between Drake and Kendrick Lamar that culminated with a hit song that accused Drake of being a pedophile? Well, Drake tried to sue the record label that put that song out, and the judge has just dismissed the case, saying that the song has opinions and not facts. What was the name of that hit song by Kendrick Lamar?
Not Like Us.
And question five, No Doubt announced that they're going to be the next residency at the Las Vegas Sphere. They will perform six nights in May of 2026. If a ticket is $275 and you bought one for each performance, how much is that?
You said there are six performances?
Yes.
Okay. I grabbed a pen. One for each performance?
Yep.
$1,650.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Michelle, what are we doing this morning?
It is my Friday off. I'm in the middle of eating my oatmeal and listening to you guys.
I love that. And did you put anything in the oatmeal?
It's just apple cinnamon oatmeal.
All right. So do people still do that with oatmeal, like where you put the raisins and the brown sugar and a little bit of cream?
Or... Yeah, overnight oats.
Is that basically what overnight oats is?
Kind of. I think there's Greek yogurt and overnight oats, too. Or like almond milk or something.
And I think something overnight.
I don't think that it's the same.
Okay. All right, Michelle's on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. Poor President Trump, he woke up this morning to find out that he didn't get that Nobel Peace Prize he wanted so badly.
God, he and I have so much in common.
I know. You really thought you were going to get it, too.
Well, I just woke up this morning and realized I didn't get it either.
Right. And there's also just as much evidence that you've stopped seven wars.
Okay.
All right. It was awarded, though, to a woman from Venezuela.
Okay.
What country does not touch Venezuela?
Oh, boy.
Brazil.
Okay.
Colombia or Ecuador?
Ecuador. Because it's closest to the equator.
It's on the equator.
Exactly.
Yeah. Question two, Robert Irwin. The son of late animal expert Steve Irwin and Kevin's future ex-husband, has been has been winning hearts on Dancing with the Stars. He's been so good that Chippendales offered him a job.
Come on.
He turned it down.
He's got a zoo to run.
Right.
Who is running that zoo?
That's what I'm saying.
Every time he moves forward to that competition, I think, oh, Kevin's going to be so mad.
I'm concerned.
Kevin is so concerned about that zoo. what is Robert Irwin's sister's name?
Bindi,
which is like one of the cutest names I've ever heard.
Cute.
I love that name. If I told you that Bindi was an animal that only lives in Australia, you'd believe me.
Well, it is a name that I feel like you can only have in Australia.
Yeah.
Bindi.
Question three. Live action Disney movies are back on the table ever since Lilo and Stitch made $1 billion. So Disney announced that the next one's going to be Tangled.
Okay.
And Scarlett Johansson, one of your favorite actresses,
well,
she has allegedly been cast as the villain in Tangled live action. Who is the villain?
Oh, Mother Gothel.
Mother knows best.
To your mama.
Question four, remember the feud between Drake and Kendrick Lamar? How could we forget,
right?
Well, the song that accused Drake of being a pedophile, which kind of ended the whole thing, Drake tried to sue the record label that released it, saying all kinds of stuff. The judge dismissed that case, saying that, listen, the song is filled with opinions and not facts. Can't sue for that. What was the name of that song?
The Kendrick song?
Yeah.
Not Like Us.
Not Like Us. They Not Like Us. And question five, No Doubt announced that they are going to be the next residency at the Las Vegas Sphere.
That's weird.
I think that's kind of weird, too. I didn't think, listen, people can at me if they want. I didn't think there was enough demand to warrant a residency for No Doubt.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But anyway, though, they're going to perform for 6 nights in May. If a ticket is 200.
Oh, it's just a
six
short
nights.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But still, I mean, I don't know. I thought the same thing about Backstreet Boys, and that apparently
that
was huge. Yeah,
I feel like Backstreet Boys are still way bigger than No Doubt.
Really? You think?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. If a ticket is $275 and you bought a ticket for each performance, what's your total?
And there's six performances?
There's six performances.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding. 3 seconds.
Okay.
1,650. Two. Huh?
1,650.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Wow. All right, final score. Michelle and her oats and Katie and her miso. Final scores are 5 out of 5 all around.
Wow.
It's a tie.
Double tie. By the way, I ran out of miso. I didn't have it.
Oh, man. Oh. I guess these were too easy today. I don't know. But we're going to have $20 to the jackpot Monday when we come back. But Michelle, you got a 4-pack of tickets to the Sacramento Scream Park. What is it that you want to tell us?
I am just as smart as Katie today.
Yes, you are.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Very little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Jacob. That's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Jacob.
Hey, good morning.
Now, this is a rarity. I'm not sure we've ever had this before, but it's a
Halloween-related
dirty little secret. Barely, though. Honestly, Jacob, tell everybody, let's jump right in. What is your dirty little secret?
So, like, every Halloween, my friends think I'm, like, very, very good at Halloween. Like, I do costumes really well. Every year I go, like, out in, like, a different, like, fully, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, fully...
Elaborate?
Worked out. Yeah, elaborate, like, drag outfit. Like, I dress as a woman.
Okay.
Every year. But, like, a different woman every year. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Like one from pop culture or something?
No, not necessarily one from pop culture. I just, like, I give them a personality and
okay.
I, like, lean into it. Do you know what I mean? Like, one year I'm, like, a glamour queen. You know what I mean? The next year I'm, like, shy and a goth girl. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean.
All right.
And I'm not, like, I'm not gay. I'm not trans. I don't. It's not, like, I just really enjoy dressing in drag. and I don't feel comfortable telling people that, but I like it. It's really fun. And I wish I didn't have to just do it for Halloween.
So you use Halloween as a, no pun intended, mask for actually dressing as a drag queen in public.
Yeah, and I don't even know if it's like a drag queen. I just like dressing as a woman. I guess drag. Yeah, I like dressing in drag.
So is this something you do when no one else is around? Like throughout the year?
I work on the costume all year long, for sure.
Okay. So, but is that like a code for saying that you do dress in women's clothes behind closed doors a lot?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And it makes you happy. Are you, you said you're not gay. Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I am.
And girlfriend, married?
We are, I said a girlfriend.
Okay.
Does she know?
No, nobody knows. It's not something that I feel comfortable like sharing.
But when it comes to Halloween, you can do it publicly without feeling.
Yeah, nobody questions it. Nobody questions it at Halloween.
And people think it's hilarious.
Yeah, people think it's amazing because it's like, I mean, I do a really good job. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, shy goth girl. Right.
Do you wish that you had the confidence to tell people?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I'm here, is because it feels good to say it.
I'm sure.
Jacob, this makes me sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad too.
Why do you feel like...
Well, I think the why is obvious.
Well, but I mean, what do you think would happen if you did tell... Let's start with your girlfriend. If you told her that you, listen, I'm not gay. I still love you. I'm still very attracted to you, but this is who I am.
I honestly don't know what happened. That just the thought of that makes me want to throw up.
Do you think maybe the fact that you've kept it secret for so long would be a bigger issue than the actual truth that you like to dress as a woman?
I don't know. When a secret runs away from you like this, it's hard to say.
I get that.
Well, I don't know. Even if he did admit it to somebody, he doesn't have to say that it's something that has been a secret for a long time. He could always say, this is something I just recently found out about myself.
Right.
But I can understand being so timid and nervous to tell people because of the stigma.
Right. Well,
who are you going as this year?
Well, I'm sure he doesn't want to say.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But yeah, I feel bad.
I think I just got to kind of. This is my first time saying it out loud, and I like, you guys are kind of a not a testing ground, because I'm not going to tell anybody right now. I just, you know, it's an interesting step for me.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you.
I hate saying safe space, but it's a safe space,
right?
When did you discover? Like, how old were you when you discovered that this is something you like?
I mean, I've always kind of been interested in not super straight guy stuff. You know what I mean? Like clothes, and women's clothes are just so much more interesting than men's clothes.
No argument.
No doubt.
Sometimes I look at things and I'm like, I don't even understand how you put that on. Is it a top or a bottom? But listen,
I think part of it is just a fashion element for me as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like crafting an identity around women's fashion is way more fun.
Sure.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, we've done Dirty Little Secret for a while. This is the first Halloween-related one that I can think of. And I got to be honest, there's way worse stuff out there to keep a secret. So if this were to ever get out, I think that maybe you would end up being happier because of it. But that's neither here nor there at this point.
Right.
So thank you for sharing. Hopefully that felt at least a little good for now. And we wish you a Merry Halloween.
Yes, we do.
and
enjoy your day.
And when I say that, I am spelling it M-A-R-Y.
Oh!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Now, it is time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words of the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses of the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
That's right. Sing along. We can hear you. And it's time for the No Name Movie Game.
106.5.
The end. Yeah! Woo!
Yes, the hype porn.
I downloaded a hype porn.
Loser, freaking loser.
Let's talk to Elena. Good morning, Elena.
Hi, guys.
You chose Kevin as your contestant. We have 45 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Up for grabs are tickets to the Esquire IMAX Theater, biggest screen in town. It's in, on K Street, and they have Tron Ares there right now. It came out today. All right, 45 seconds starts. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Now.
He's a hero with a big S on his chest.
Superman.
Yes. They have one day to do any killing they want with no
a purge.
Yes.
Two.
Okay, if you roll dice and you get like two ones, it's called what?
Snake Eyes.
Okay. Wow. Okay, this is a horror comedy. What am I doing?
Scary movie.
The action I was okay.
She's
yes.
A scream?
Okay. This is a scary demon. And it's like a maze that you can't get out of.
Oh, amazing.
It's like a maze, but then you have to move around, and it's like...
Scream. What was it?
Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, Pan's Labyrinth.
Okay.
That one's hard.
How many did he get?
He got four. Do you think that Scream is a comedy?
Is it not?
No.
I think it's funny when he calls you on the phone.
Oh, it is funny.
Because you have a landline.
So did all the people that he killed.
Okay. I kind of feel like we need to throw a flag on the first one.
I didn't name a character.
No?
Yeah, but he said the letter that...
Is that one of the rules?
Well, you can't say this is a movie that starts with the letter...
I didn't say a movie. I said he did say a hero.
He did say
That wears an S on his chest.
Right, but he didn't say that it starts with an S. He just said he wears... Okay, I'm going to let you have it.
All right.
I'm screaming.
Okay. All right, Elena, you got four. That was pretty good. Stay on hold. Moving on now to David. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
All right.
Don't let him have it. Don't let them have it.
David, you're just a hater.
Everybody just calm
down. Don't let him have it.
We're getting crazy here, all right?
Don't let him have it.
No name movie game. 45 seconds on the clock. Katie is your partner. Katie, are you ready?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Go.
Triangle. Square. What are those?
Shapes.
And then what is H2O?
Water.
Okay. Put them together.
Shape, water. Shapes, water.
Oh, boy.
Say it again.
Shapes, water.
Okay, we're going to pass. God, you're so close. Okay, what if you can't see a person, you could see right through.
Invisible.
Yes, and if it's not a woman.
Invisible man.
Very good.
One.
Okay. He wants to eat Chianti and fava beans.
Oh.
He's scary.
Hannibal?
What's the name of that? Yes, but what's the name of the movie?
Hannibal Lecter?
Nope, you have to be so shh.
David, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah. And the first one, Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water was the first one. David, it does help if you know movies.
Right.
Wow, whoa, you made
you know what?
I just want everyone to know, Katie also said letters too. H2O for water.
That's not in the title of the movie, though.
Right.
I think we need a redo.
No redo.
No redo. You messed up. Bye, David.
All right. Sorry. Thank you so much. Now it all...
I can't focus. Bad Bunny's doing the halftime show. My brain's all scrambled.
So wait a second. We've got... Kevin's contestant is Elena, and my contestant is Elena?
Alina.
Alina. Are
Different.
You there?
Different.
Yes.
All right, Alina. 45 seconds. It's all down to us. Esquire IMAX tickets on the line. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, 45 seconds starts now. This is the past tense of catch.
Caught.
Yes. And if you take something without paying for it, it is?
Stealing. Caught stealing?
Yes. This is where bears hibernate in a?
Cave?
No, another word for it. It can sometimes be a room.
Yes, she said it.
Oh, she said it? Okay, and if you take something, if you take something, you are a...
Been a thief?
Yes! Okay, what day of the week is it?
Friday?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, okay.
And then
we got, if you, this is the present... Okay, I mean, we weren't going to get that one. All right, we got three, though, and that's pretty good. I would say it's pretty good. Hang your head high on that one, Alina, but it wasn't enough to topple Kevin and Elena.
Congratulations.
Wow, you got four. Yay. That was very impressive. Stay on hold. We got to get your information because you won Esquire IMAX tickets, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You got it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So... we here at the Wake Up Call, we're not just handsome and sexy. We are also doctor. And you can come to us with any medical issue that you have, and we'll diagnose it. And you can't sue us.
And don't even try.
And that's what happened to Kevin one day. Dr. Katie diagnosed him, and allegedly, and kind of apparently... diagnosed him correctly.
Yeah.
What is the story?
I noticed some discoloration on Kevin's arms and under his chin, and I have diagnosed him, I believe, properly with vitiligo.
Vitiligo?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, that is a when you start losing pigmentation in your skin,
okay.
It's an autoimmune disease.
Oh.
And through some further investigation, Asian people are 5 times more likely to suffer from vitiligo.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And this is a fact. Kevin's Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, super Asian.
Yeah, when she told me this, I was so pissed.
So do you think, do you agree with the diagnosis?
I mean, it looks like it. When I Google the pictures, it looks like it.
Can I see?
But I don't want to believe it.
Can I see?
Fine. I have to take off my long sleeve because I've been hiding it.
He's been hiding it now.
I've been hiding it.
Has it ever been confirmed that this is what Michael Jackson had?
I thought so.
It's what Winnie Harlow has.
The model?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me. Okay, Kevin's taking off.
It's a little crusty now, but.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Bitch, watch it. Backup is not contagious.
We don't know that.
No, we do know. No, we know it is not contagious.
It's a mystery of science.
No, now, we found out what caused it.
Well.
What causes it?
Well, one of the reasons is depression and stress.
Stress and depression can bring it
and
on.
She's causing my vitiligo to spread even more because she keeps informing me about facts about vitiligo, and it's making me even
more depressed.
Okay. I didn't do anything except say...
You diagnosed me. I was fine not knowing what I had. Okay, I thought I had alopecia.
That is true. When I said, what's going on with your arms? He said, I think I have alopecia.
You need to have hair for that.
Right. You definitely don't have that. Kevin, I know you're mad at me, but why don't you look at it as like, okay, now you're on to something now. You can go to the doctor. And I know they have creams. I see commercials for
doctors it. Hate when you go in, hey, do you have that cream for my skin?
Well, every commercial says, ask your doctor about
not my doctor's.
Vitiligo or whatever.
All right.
Vitiligo, whatever the cream is.
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
Okay.
Kevin, I don't know why you're taking this so badly. This is information, and information is good. You can treat it.
Well, sometimes information is too much, and I don't need to know about it. But now I'm constantly thinking about what if it spreads even more because it's already spreading to my chin,
okay,
my
neck. Okay, so that's neck. Why we start
really?
Addressing
yes.
it now. Oh, it is.
Look at it.
Oh, no, on the side.
It's getting worse. But
look that. Turn your head that way just so...
Oh no.
Okay, you guys aren't helping.
No, Kevin, it is. It's on the side of your neck now.
Kevin, you're turning white.
Yeah, I want to turn white, but not this way. I don't like it.
What way did you want to be white?
I mean...
You wanted the privilege.
Yeah, he wants
the
privilege. White privilege, but he doesn't... Yeah.
But not through a disease.
And now I have a disease.
Yeah.
It is.
I can't even file for handicap parking.
Okay. Oh, true. But what if you're a protected group now?
The Vitiligos? Vitiligos?
That makes it sound like a
the
gang.
Vitiligos. Sounds, yeah, it sounds.
It sounds like a gang in West Side Story. You could maybe blame it on your vitiligo. Blame all kinds of stuff. Have bad attitudes. Have a crying jag.
Oh, I like show that. Late. It's because I have vitiligo.
Okay,
right.
Calm
yes,
down.
Yes.
Calm down.
I can't. I have vitiligo.
You're perfect. Making your vitiligo worse.
Oh, honestly, it's itching. Does it itch? Does vitiligo itch?
I don't think it itches.
I don't think it itches.
I feel like it's spreading.
Somebody texted in and says, I have vitiligo and it's not that bad.
Oh. Well,
see, there you go.
More
okay,
people,
well, let's... when were you told?
Okay, if more people could text in if you have vitiligo, then that would be great.
I just want to be seen.
You need a community.
Yes. What if I join a support group?
Okay.
And we call ourselves the Vitiligos, okay? And our logo is a black heart, but with white spots on it. Oh, my God, yes. And then I could form a charity.
Okay, what are you going to do with
for research for vitiligo?
Okay.
We have research on it.
No, we need more. You can never have enough.
Listen, I don't hate this idea. And what if in the community for your new support group for people with vitiligo, survivors?
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yes!
Even though this person says it's really not that bad.
I'm a survivor.
What if you meet the woman of your dreams? And what if you meet... What?
I don't want a vitiligo baby. Vitiligo baby.
Kevin.
Okay, just so you know, you are a vitiligo baby.
I know, but if two vitiligo babies make a baby, that baby's 100% vitiligo.
So white?
Oh, actually, yeah, maybe I want that.
You're a monster.
I'm not a monster. I look like one.
My God. Our apologies to the vitiligo community out there.
No, I'm with them. I'm with you guys.
Then you need to start talking nicer about your people.
You're part of the community now.
I'm stressed now.
We think, it's going to get worse. But Katie and I think you're beautiful, and we think that let it show. That's what we think.
Yeah.
Aw, just like K-pop demon hunters, quit hiding my scars.
Sure.
You know what? I think I saw the Han Moon last night, so you're probably right.
That is it. That is the full show.
We did it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.